NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The Senate Majority Leader says Democrats put together the American Rescue Plan to make the American dream more obtainable. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer claims President Biden's Build Back Better agenda will benefit American citizens for years to come. Meantime, the president, along with VP Harris and the Treasury Secretary, will be meeting with two groups of lawmakers today as Biden looks to pass his infrastructure bills that have been stuck in legislative limbo. Americans are continuing to feel pain at the pump. The national average price for regular jumped a cent and a half from Monday to $3.34 a gallon, according to the AAA station survey. Former South Carolina attorney Alice Murdoch will remain behind bars for a while, Scott Kimbler reports.
Attorneys ask that Murdoch be released on his own recognizance on charges he failed to make good on a wrongful death lawsuit after his housekeeper Gloria Satterfield died in the Murdoch home. The judge instead opted to hold Murdoch and undergo a psychiatric evaluation. Satterfield family attorney Eric Bland agrees.
We think it's a good decision and it's just a good day for justice in our country. We're very pleased that the court gave us the opportunity representing the victims.
Murdoch was taken into custody last week at a rehab center in Florida. He did not fight extradition.
A Republican congressman expects to get charged with lying to the FBI over money moved to his campaign. Nebraska's Jeff Fortenberry uploaded a video to YouTube where he said the money was moved illegally about 5.5 years ago. Speaking in the video alongside his wife and dog, Fortenberry explained he was shocked at the charges he expects are coming, maintaining that he told the agents what he knew. Police in Norway are announcing new developments in the deaths of five people they're calling an act of terrorism. Officials released an updated statement yesterday saying the victims were all stabbed to death rather than killed by a bow and arrow, as previously thought. Norwegian authorities say the suspect, a 37-year-old Danish citizen, killed some people in their homes and some outside in public in last Wednesday's attack. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.